Watching this young woman die from nothing more than having too many babies, I made the decision that night to do whatever I could to give women control over their bodies.
Suddenly, my wife was transformed. She devoured every article and book she could lay her capable hands on. She attended meetings and lectures and plunged into welfare work. Gone forever was the conservative Irish girl I had married, a new woman, forceful, intelligent, hungry for facts, tireless, ambitious, and cool, had miraculously come into being.
In 1914, in clear defiance of the Comstock anti-obscenity laws, which gave the post office jurisdiction over deciding what could be termed pornography, she published her own monthly newspaper, The Woman Rebel. A woman's duty is to look the whole world in the face with a go-to-hell look in the eyes, to have an ideal, to speak and act in defiance of convention. The bold, informative paper, which gave information on such taboo subjects as menstruation and female physiology, was censored, and Margaret Sanger was indicted. To avoid jail, she used a counterfeit passport and fled to Europe, leaving behind her two sons and her young daughter, Peggy. Dear Peggy, how my heart goes out to you. I could weep from loneliness for you, just to touch your soft, chubby hands. But work is to be done, dear. Work to make your path easier and those who come after you.
The pill really has revolutionized, in a social as well as medical way, the birth control picture in the last decade.
Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love?
The 1960s brought a series of social upheavals that redefined women's roles, culminating in the radical idea that sexuality and reproduction were no longer synonymous. The media crowned it the sexual revolution, and women were as eager as men to storm the barricades.
I thought it was great. And not being a raving beauty, it also, I thought, wow, there's lots of guys here. You know, they're more interested in me than I thought. Oh, that's nice. So it sort of added to a self-esteem to have these things happen on a sort of a continuing basis. And I know that sounds flippant, but I was young and I was flippant. And yeah, I enjoyed it.
Haven't you ever been to 11?
No. Oh,
Baby boomers were now in their 20s, and casting off their parents' values was a rite of passage.
The vibrations are just going to be flowing everywhere.
The generation gap never seemed wider.
Morality has to do with the Vietnam War, whether or not the House Un-American Activities Committee is functioning properly, whether or not there is racial discrimination in any part of our country. These are moral questions to today's students. The question of whether or not a young man sleeps with his girlfriend isn't perceived as a moral issue.